Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. I'm Death, the Grim Reaper. You're about to hear four comedians battle it out in front of a live audience in an effort to win my favour, and in the end, one of them will die. It's like Game of Thrones, only the sex is done a lot more tastefully. Let the games begin.
Hello and welcome to Panel Beaters. You're about to hear part two of our epic Derby show, recorded back in July, and unlike part one, I can guarantee you there are absolutely no Bruce Forsyth jokes, so you can feel absolutely fine about laughing at it. There will be no guilt, I 100% promise you. I'm also sad to say this is going to be the last episode from us for a while, as we reach the end of season two. I know last week's episode was the first episode from us for a while, but this really was supposed to be the end of season two. This isn't some sort of James Brown thing. We're going to keep going off and come back on again. This is the gap for a while. We will be back hopefully with a season three. We're not quite sure when yet, but we're working all that stuff out. In the meantime, if you enjoyed it so far, please help us out. Leave ratings and reviews on iTunes and anywhere else you can think of. And in the meantime, just thanks very much for your support, as always. And I shall leave you in the capable hands of your host, Gary Gagzilla Delaney, and his guests, Scott Bennett, Kate McCabe, Simon Lomas, and Andy White.
Next up is the slogans round, where our panellists have to come up with new slogans to sell all manner of products. First up, Wetherspoons.
Wetherspoons, where the use of the phrase happy hour is clearly ironic.
Wetherspoons, where the beer is as flat as the atmosphere.
Wetherspoons, where everybody knows you're fucked.
Wetherspoons, I'll see you soon.
Wetherspoons, sounds like a fancy butler. Let's see if it is. It's not.
Wetherspoons, you're one step up from Mets.
Wetherspoons, a different food club every day. Tuesday steak club, Wednesday chicken club, Thursday curry club, fish Friday, and Saturday it's food poisoning survivors club.
Wetherspoons, the least reliable way of forecasting the weather.
Oh, okay. Wetherspoons, the dignitas of hope.
You got a bit of poetry into that. That was beautiful. All right, let's crack on. New slogans for the Daily Mail.
Daily Mail, Mein Kampf for Middle England.
The Daily Mail, haters gonna hate.
The Daily Mail, where James Bond supervillains go to get their news.
Daily Mail, if you're not bold enough for the EDL.
Okay, panelists, give us your new slogans for Nottingham.
Nottingham, come and get away from things to do.
Beautiful.
Nottingham, come for the shopping, stay for the stabbing.
Nottingham, we've got a sheriff. That's cool, right?
Nottingham is home to the giant Ferris wheel dubbed the Nottingham Eye. It's a big hit with tourists who have never experienced seeing crime from that sort of height before.
I like to think the Nottingham Eye, there's another one next to it that doesn't quite line up.
Do you know that there used to be a nightclub in Nottingham called ISIS? So, if you're looking for someone to blame, it's them fuckers.
The first nightclub doesn't allow women.
It's not going to be much fun, is it? No women, no dancing. Yeah, if you get caught minesweeping a drink, you lose a hand. I wouldn't have the Jaeger bombs.
That brings us... Very good. Next up, new slogans for ISIS.
Isis, come dance the night away with the hottest DJs in Nottingham. Very
good. Now that's a callback.
Isis, the ultimate backpacking experience.
Isis, we don't have an accompany car scheme, but feel free to borrow the van.
Any more for Isis?
Isis, is it Islamic State? Is it Daesh? Is it ISIL? Can we all just agree and call us a bunch of bastards?
I thought Vagisil was the woman's brand of Isis.
I like the idea of a woman's branch of ISIS. But I think they're pretty against that sort of thing.
I'd like to see like an ISIS interview, like, you know, so why do you want to work here? Just like sat down like...
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Well, sort of splattered over that courtyard.
I'd like to see the, well, yeah, when the martyrs get to heaven, and like, I'll have my 72 virgins, please. Mm. And then 72 women with strap-ons stick out. Bend over, bitch.
We visit from the parade in hell.
Any more for Isis? Right, fuck it, let's move on. New slogans for pandas.
Pandas, we're cuddly dumb fucks.
That's also a slogan for Gary.
Fuck off.
Pandas, taking the Chinese one-child policy a bit too far.
Pandas, the zebra of the bear world.
Any more on pandas?
Pandas. Famous pandas include Ming Ming, Chi Chi and Ling Ling, all named by a guy at the zoo called Terry who had a chronic stutter.
All right, let's move on. New slogans for Harrods. Oh, sorry, were you... Oh,
sorry, I've pressed it by accident, but yeah. I've got an answer if you want.
Yeah, fuck it, let's have it, yeah.
Harrods, the opposite of a food bank.
Harrods, Lidl for twats.
I like the idea of Harrods just having like a wheelbarrow wheel in the middle of one of the aisles. They've just got the shit aisle as well.
Any more for any more? New slogans for Harrods.
Harrods, you only came for the shopping bag.
Harrods, because £12 is quite reasonable for a box of shortbread.
Well, all right, let's move on. All right, well, fuck it, that's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen.
See, now they're learning.
Yeah,
they've got it now. Good work.
Next up, our next round is called I'm Not Saying. And contestants have to complete the following phrases. I'm not saying they're promiscuous, but...
The song I've Been Everywhere is about his dick.
He has his own brand of chlamydia.
It does sound like a perfume, doesn't it?
We put his bed sheets in a hot wash and there were 1,000 tiny screams.
Like an explosion in a fertility clinic.
I like that. And that's the first answer we've had that has strict Catholic dogma in it. I'm not saying they're promiscuous, but...
You can't spell Justin without STI. I've got a female version for that as well.
Yeah, go on. It's all gender neutral. Knock yourself out.
You can't spell Justine.
I like that. We are in Derby, so you can just leave it at you can't spell Justine.
That's right. Genuinely, I did a preview of my solo show in Derby somewhere else a few weeks ago. I've got a bit in it where I asked someone to read something out off a card, and with it being Derby, he couldn't read. That was genuinely true. Like, yeah, so now I have to ask people if they can read when I do it because of Derby. So well done, you lot.
Fair's
you should
fair,
be
though,
very
mate.
Proud.
You should never go at him. He is the mayor.
Here you are, your lordship. Oh, no, someone else.
All right, let's move on, if I can find my questions. I'm not saying Joey Essex is stupid, but...
He ghostwrites Trump's Twitter account.
I gave him a card in my show in Derby 2 weeks ago.
Oh, very good. I'm not saying Joey Essex is stupid, but...
He watched the programme, Who Do You Think You Are? And was upset because he didn't get the answer.
When his personal trainer said he should try having a juice fast, he just downed an umbongo.
I'm not saying Joey Essex is stupid, but...
He bought something from IKEA and couldn't assemble it, even though it was just a Tupperware container.
Beautiful. I'm not saying my nan's old, but...
She died.
Lovely lady.
I'm not saying my nan's old, but...
She's entitled to a state pension.
I'm not saying my nan's old, but...
She went to a sci-fi convention in a dressing gown and people thought she was Emperor Palpatine.
She calls Stonehenge a new build.
Lovely. I'm not saying nan's old, but...
You can't ring her, you have to use the Ouija board.
The GIs used to give her silk stockings to cover her varicose veins.
My nan used to suck off Americans for chocolate, and then there was a war. I'm not saying my nan's old, but...
Her vagina is the third stop on the Edinburgh Ghost Tour.
I hesitate to ask what the first two are. I'm not saying I'm ugly, but...
My Tinder bio contains a distress hotline.
I'm not saying I'm ugly, but...
I'm using a dick pic as a passport photo.
Not saying I'm ugly, but...
My wife only wants to kiss me from behind.
Far away, have you got any more? Let's go rapid fire on the rest of these.
I'm not saying I'm ugly, but even Justine won't sleep with me.
Justin might.
My photo keeps getting forwarded on Facebook with one like equals one prayer.
Any more. Final one. I'm not saying I'm ugly, but...
Even my glasses don't want to sit on my face.
I can't believe Bob Dylan got the Nobel Prize for poetry. That should have been yours. Oh, my gosh. Should we just knock this on the head now? Yeah. I think there might be a bonus episode this week. Oh. I'm not saying I hate you, but...
If you were a day of the week, you would be Bellend's Day.
If I got arrested and only got one phone call, I'd ring you and tell you to fuck off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of that round. The you know you're something round, as we've rather unimaginatively called this. I did put in like placeholder names for the rounds, thinking I'd go back later on and write something witty. I didn't bother, so there you go. The you know you're something round. Okay, panellists, you know you're a teenager when...
Radio 1 sounds great.
If you do badly in your exams, it's because you didn't work hard enough. If you do well in the exams, standards are dropping.
You go into chess club after college while all your mates are out slaying poon.
I'm just going to let that fill the room.
Can I hear you say slaying poon again?
Slaying poon.
I'm going to have that as a ringtone.
Crikey. Oh, you know you're a teenager when anymore.
You're going through more tissues than mourners at a funeral.
Who wanks at a funeral? For the tape, Death is putting his hand up.
I enjoy my work.
That's not how you spell it. You know you're on holiday in Britain when?
You've become a seagull's bitch.
Your static caravan is smaller than the car you travelled to the site in.
Round of applause for that round. Our next round is testament to the fact that I didn't go back and name all the rounds properly. On my notes, the next round is called As Adjective-y as a Thing. Well done me for all the effort I put into writing this on Wednesday.
God, this show's slick. Why haven't we been commissioned on TV yet? It's a mystery, isn't it?
It'll happen. Right.
We'd be lucky to get on fucking Babe Station with this shit.
I looked the other night and I'm sure they were operating a Babe replacement service. Right. Can our panellists please complete the simile?
As lucky as a leprechaun with a crock full of golden tits.
As lucky as James Corden in a room full of TV execs. Burn James Corden.
As lucky as
O.J. Simpson.
As lucky as. Nope. Yeah, let's move on. Harder than?
Pretending to like Radiohead.
Yeah. Harder than a Yorkshireman's knob at a wedding with a free bar.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Harder than?
The egg and fork race.
Harder than? Any more?
Sitting through your six-year-old daughter's primary school end-of-year celebration. I'm not clapping anyone else's kids. All right?
You can't with your cock in your hand.
How do you even go there? How do you go there?
I've got one more.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Harder than... trying to follow Simon Lomas in this fucking panel show.
More smug than.
A vegan at a barbecue.
Just don't come if you don't like it.
More smug than.
Chris Evans on payday.
More smug than.
A mum's net user. Know about this one. A vapor at a lung cancer convention.
Sorry, I don't know if they have conventions. And if they do, where's my invite?
And to be fair, it's not what I just said that he wanked to his kids' play, so you're fine in comparison. Hornier than. What have we got? Hornier than.
R. Kelly at a waste treatment facility.
For people who don't know, R. Kelly likes urinating on people. Mm. Now, that's not in laugh. The top 10 worst things he's ever done. Seriously, don't buy his music.
I will undo my fly. And then I will piss in your eye.
Do you think if he pissed on Donald Trump, that could bring peace and tolerance and love to the world?
It would do something.
Wash his fake tan off.
His hair has got that colour of being urine soaked.
Yeah, yeah. It has been.
Oh, yeah.
Hornier than.
Stephen Hawking in a planetarium.
Oh, look at Uranus. Any more for any more? Hornier than.
Russell Brand anywhere.
Yep. All right. Anyone interested to get one out? Should we crack on to the last one? Okay. As useful as.
Michael Schumacher's driving license.
See also Michael Schumacher's legs.
I don't know the
or
news.
Skis.
Right. Useful as.
A glow in the dark ninja.
As useful as offering a policeman a can of Pepsi during a riot.
As useful as the condom that's been in my wallet for 7 years. Because I always go bareback.
Death has had to leave the room.
Be
ironic if you fucking died.
Okay, I'll be alright. Okay.
Am I going to have to offer death a glass of water? That's wrong.
I've got one. Right, yeah. Composed.
Well, I suspect that round may well be done, but if anybody is desperate to get one out, as useful as.
A Swiss Army knife. Because they don't go to war.
I think if they did go to war, if they went to war against like a race of like tins or tricky things caught in horses' hooves, and believe it or not, that is the end of that round. Round of applause for that round. And that is very much the end of the games. And now all of our panelists have a chance to plead for their lives. So I'm going to hand over to you for this bit, I think, Dan.
Yeah, sure. Basically, this is a period in the show where basically the panelists now can plead to save their lives. I'm going to be killing one of them at the end of this show. At this point, they're going to make their case for why they should stay alive, and you're going to get to vote on which one should be spared. You're going to get to spare one comedian, and I'll kill one of the other ones. So we'll start with Andy. We'll start at your end.
Okay, then. Well, the thing is, you should not. I should remain alive because I am a parent, so that obviously elevates me above non-parents in the ethical scheme of things. But not only am I a parent, I'm a parent who has only had one child. So I've done enough to keep the human race going, but at the same time reduced the number of people in the world, so not adding to overpopulation. And also, my son is mixed race, so like me, I'm mixed race as well. We're actually adding to the hardiness of the human race through my reproduction. In fact, I've worked on a mixed race version of Young, Gifted and Black called Fuck You, Sickle Cell. And also, I would like to point out, think about it, in horror films, in zombie films, in all those sorts of films, it's always the black guy who dies for all the white shits. I think this should stop here.
Note for podcast listeners.
Believe me, even people who've seen me don't believe I'm black. Thank you for listening.
That was a good case, though. That was actually a decent pitch. When he started with as a parent, I was just sharpening my sight. Like, won it round, solid. Simon, why should you not be killed?
Because that poon isn't going to slay itself.
Oh, As a point of information, though, I think if you look at films on the internet, there are many of Poon slaying itself. I'm pretty
Fair enough. That's yeah. All right.
Yeah. Just for, yeah. For the world's ladies, you got to save Simon.
Right. So, Kate, why should you be saved?
I implore you, Death, to please spare me today.
It's the audience who are going to spare you.
Okay. Please, audience, please spare me, as my work isn't finished. I feel, as an American abroad, that I'm an ambassador, especially during the age of Trump. I want to preserve the UK and the US's special relationship. Fuck buddies. Which Trump and May are somehow cooperating to destroy. Every day I do my best to help the reputation of Americans abroad by not being a complete and utter toolbox. Are there days I fail? Yes. Have I gone into a roundabout the wrong way? Yes. Also, just factually, I just purchased the Mass Effect trilogy, and I need at least 40 years to complete it. So have a think about that.
Fair enough. Well argued.
Yeah. The first computer game plea for life we've ever had.
Yeah, please save me. I have computer games to play. I'm sure that's going to go down really well. good luck, Kate. Right. Scott, why should you be saved?
I think because purely on an entertainment level, look what we've done today. This is the happiest you're going to be outside in a beer garden next to an industrial unit in Derby. I mean, this is the thing. I'm another parent and I'm only here because we've run out of nappies. So it was just a race to abandon the children the quickest, and I won. So, and the other reason you should save me is because last night I was in Hull, so, you know, doing the Hull Freedom Festival, which I recommend you go to because it's quite good. It's to raise money for people who are trapped in Hull. So you might be miserable, but that could have been your life, right? But, and the other thing is, being a parent, I've started to realise that doing this to provide for my children is a bit weird. You have probably proper jobs. And you don't get that sort of instant feedback. But every time one of you bastards doesn't laugh, I see shoes being taken off a tiny toddler's feet. A spoonful of Weetabix being reversed out of a hungry mouth. We're not playing at this. All right. My daughter likes to think I'm some sort of superhero. That's how she justifies. She said, you go out at night, Daddy, have your little adventures in Hull. With your jokes. And I am a superhero in that I'm like Spider-Man if he was bitten by a radioactive spider that talked absolute bollocks. So that's why you should save me. Thank you.
I think it's going to be a tough call for the audience.
They were four good pitches.
Very good, very good. I think it's even. So what we do in this situation, instead of the standard cheering, we like to mix it up a bit. What we're going to do is we're going to assign an animal noise to each of the contestants. Right, and you're going to make the animal noise.
You do gorilla for me, I'm suing.
Right, so for Andy, it will be a chimpanzee. We're not, no. That was a joke, you're not doing...
I want to be like you.
Right. I was going to say dog, but we've ruined that this show as well. Right. Meow like a cat for Andy. That's fine, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Meow like a cat for Andy. Bar like a sheep for Simon. Moo like a cow for Kate. And make the noise of a ferret for Scott. Good luck, mate. Right, so let's do that on three. Make the noise that you want. So we've got cat, sheep, cow, ferret. On three. One, two, three. I think that was fairly unanimous. And I'll be honest, I am gutted that you've saved Simon Lomas because I wanted to kill him because he's very young and very talented and he's going to take work off me. But I think we have to say, Simon Lomas, you are safe from death. I'll get you next time.
Well, I think you can pronounce judgment, Death.
Excellent. Ah, my favourite bit of the show. Oh, you look nervous. I would do if I were you, Scott. So now it's time to pass my final judgment. I think it's safe to say it's been a great show today. Well done, everyone. I've been very impressed with the standard today. It's going to be a difficult decision, but it's one I must make. So please, can we have a drum roll from the audience? Tonight, I will be killing Kate McCabe!
Oh!
George Michael, I'm coming to the conga line in hell!
Let's go to a parade! You're the first person who've had to do their own epitaph, but I quite like it. Well, that is the end of the show. Death is taking Kate McCabe to the netherworld. You have been a lovely audience. This podcast will be out in a week or so, or whenever we get around to editing it. We usually like to wait until the jokes aren't topical anymore. That's our usual. So please, let's have a round of applause for Scott Bennett, Kate McCabe, Simon Lomas, Andy White, and Death, who looks a lot like Rob Mulholland. I've been Gary Delaney, and you've been... Thank you, good night.
Are you not entertained? If so, why not subscribe, rate and review Panel Beaters by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. It really does help. Death is a dead ringer for Rob Mulholland. All the podcast production and technical wizardry is done by Richard Massara. The music is by bensound.com and the design by Ox. Panel Beaters is produced by Queeve McDonald, and the show was created by him and Gary Delaney. No comedians were harmed in the recording of this podcast, except for the one I killed, obviously.